This is Johnny Anonymous. The following program is brought to you in high definition Dave Rabbit Audio.
Submitted for your approval, a man out of a distant past, striding forward through the mists of time and crashing headlong into a murky and turbulent future. His name is Dave Rabbit, and he's here to bring you rock music from the artists of the PodSafe Music Network at podshow.com. You're no longer in a reality that is recognizable to anyone in the world around you. Then again, the same could be said about the world around you. But for now, suffice to say that you've crossed over into the Rabbit Podcast Zone.
This show is dedicated to the legendary disc jockey of yesteryear, Wolfman Jack. The following tribute was written by my friend Corey Dietz. On July 1st, 1995, Wolfman Jack had just returned home from a book promotion tour when he collapsed at his home in Belvedere, North Carolina, and died of a heart attack. The Wolfman was 57, according to the calendar, but probably still 17, if you had asked him. Robert Smith was the real name behind what became one of the most famous radio personalities in the history of broadcasting. But if he had stayed Robert Smith, chances are we might not have known him at all. True to the magic which radio offers, Smith was able to reach within himself and pull out the Wolfman. And once he did, the Wolfman never wanted to go back inside. As Robert Smith faded away, the Wolfman came to the forefront and howled and laughed, answered phones, and played old vinyl 45 RPM records. He made appearances, signed autographs, met with record promoters, and met with kids. During the early years, when Top 40 radio was the lifeline and anthem for teenagers, the Wolfman made a special mark on the American society and on radio. If we remember anything about the man who once was Robert Smith and who later was kissed by radio and turned into a froggy-throated prince named the Wolfman, it should be this. Dare to be different and dare to follow your instincts. There are no standards of entertainment you must follow, but do follow your guts. Be willing to step out from the crowd. Don't always look before you leap. Forget convention. It's better to ask forgiveness than permission. Don't just stand there. Make something happen. I never met the Wolfman, but I knew him all the same. I guess that's the mark of a great radio personality. Somehow, I don't think he'd mind too much if I called him my friend. So if you get a chance, think a good thought for my friend. Just a guy from Brooklyn who howled at the United States from a Mexican station named XERFAM. And made a little bit of history by having a lot of fun and just being a disc jockey. See ya, Wolf. Yeah, brothers and sisters, you got the Wolfman Rabbit here. Gonna rock you some tunes tonight. First, we got band number one entitled Sutra. You can listen to these cats at www.sutraband.com. Sutra is a four-human band from the Hawkesbury area that formed in June 2004. The sound is dark and insistent, yet melodious, with some homey tunes and grooves that you would nod your head to. Sutra's a diverse group of guys with their different pastimes, and is reflected in their music. Let's listen to their jiving hit called Better Way. And the hits just keep on coming. The Wolfman is with you on the Saturday Night Special.
Yeah.
Sutra, Better Way. Band number two is called Switchblade 327. Website, myspace.com/Switchblade327band. Switchblade 327 is a three-piece band from Fresno, California, dedicated to creating multi-influenced punk rock music, blending genres of hard rock, rockabilly, country, old school punk, psychedelic surf music, or whatever else they happen to like at the time. From California, with influences of Rancid, The Clash, Tiger Army, Brian Seltzer, let's dig their song entitled, Tear Me to Pieces.
Blade 327 tear me to pieces. Band number three is called The Collabs. Their website is www.soundclick.com. Then you go to Rock Bands and you find The Collabs. I mean, this is weird, man. I've never seen anything so weird in a bio of my life. It says, The Collabs are songs that John Tully has contributed to either musically and or lyrically. John Tully is a Baltimore writer and musician. The Collabs are not a band, and a song on this site does not imply that those musicians have a musical relationship beyond that song. In other words, they ain't really friends. I think that's what they're trying to say there, brothers and sisters. From Maryland, it says, let's listen to their song of a band that's not a band called Making It Hard. Rockin' and rollin' on the old Dave Arue show. You got your man here, Wolfman Rabbit, paying homage to the one and only Wolfman Jack. Can you dig it? Talking about the head on his shoulders. Weird. Band number four is called The Entropy. You can reach these cats at www.theentropy.ca. The Entropy, comprised of Josh Hutchison, Luke Hutchison, Grant Boyer, and Jason Urisic, are a four-piece alternative rock band from Cookstown, Ontario, Canada. It's much like the place that you are from. Nothing much changes, nothing much new, and yet the Entropy, and proven to be a deviation from that. From Ontario, Canada, with influences of Slayer, Nirvana, The Doors, Fleetwood Mac, and Bjork. Let's listen to their song, Can You Dig It? With me, brothers and sisters, Thousand Wars Later. Cooking with a Big 69, with the Wolfman.
Doesn't stand a chance against the other. If you are lost, worry how you get back. All of us went down to feed the flame and burn our names. Everyone wants their own source show.
Thousand Wars Later. I dig them cats. Band number 5 is called The Exchange. They don't have a working website, and I don't even know what a website is. The Exchange started in the last year of high school when Adam, Bob, Jonathan, and Peter, who joined them later, came together. Even though they live in different areas, they still play every week and perform on any occasion. The first CD came out this past August and is growing in popularity. They're from the Netherlands. Let's listen to these overseas cats. No one cares what you're saying.
1, 2, 3. Yeah, I live in a city, and they know where I came from. And now all of the people, they won't leave me alone. Oh, what can I do? Why do you have to bug me? What can I do to make you leave me alone? You sit there crying, so I come and talk to you. And now you were smiling, you think we are one or two. What can I do? Why do you have to bug me? What can I do to make you leave me alone? No one cares what you're saying, but I will listen in. But just because I'm being nice doesn't mean I want to be your friend. What can I do? Why do you have to bug me? What can I do to make you leave me alone? 1, 2, 3, have I got a mission assigned to you? What is God's plan? What does he want me to do? I understand now. I've been sent here to help you. What can I do for you? For you? I understand now. I've been sent here to help you. What can I do for you? For you, I understand now. I've been sent to help you. What can I do for you? For you,
The Exchange. No one cares what you're saying. Band number 6 called The Golden Gods. Website, thegoldengods.com. Sexy and ferocious, from the streets to London, the cornfields of Iowa, and the Gold Coast of California. Established in 2002, the Golden Gods make the kind of rock and roll you'll only find in your stoner uncle's record collection. I think I got a couple of them albums myself. From California, influences by Humble Pie, Ike and Tina Turner, Kiss, Curtis Mayfield, and UFO. Let's listen to their song entitled Stone Fox.
Stone Fox.
Can you dig
Stone
it?
Stone Fox. Stone Fox.
Request line now open. Call the Wolfman at 1-800-THE-WOLF.
People
gonna have to give them guys four wolves up. Stone Fox, the Golden Gods. Request lines are open in case any of you cats want to call the old Wolfman and have a song played. But until that time, we're going to go into the classic rock showcase. Tonight's classic rock group is The Beatles. And unless you're dead or you just now are born and you don't know who The Beatles are, you can go to their website at www.thebeatles.com. The Beatles, an English musical group from Liverpool, are one of the most critically acclaimed and commercially successful popular music bands in history. The innovative music in style of John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr helped to define the 1960s, and they continue to be held in high regard for their artistic achievements, their huge commercial success, their role in the history of popular music, and their contributions to popular culture. Although their initial musical style was rooted in the sounds of 1950s rock and roll, which I can dig, the group explored a great variety of genres, including Tin Pan Alley to psychedelic rock. The Beatles were a major force behind the so-called British invasion of the United Kingdom-based popular bands of the United States in the mid-1960s, and they helped to pioneer more advanced multi-layered arrangements in pop music. The Beatles' impact extended well beyond their music. Their clothes, hairstyles, and statements made them trendsetters from the 1960s to this day, while their growing social awareness reflected in the development of their music saw their influence extend into the social and cultural revolutions of the 1960s. The Beatles were the best-selling popular music act of the 20th century. In the United Kingdom alone, they released more than 40 different singles, albums, and EPs that reached number one. The commercial success was repeated in many other countries. EMI estimated that by 1985, the band had sold over 1 billion disc or tapes worldwide. The RIAA has certified the Beatles as the top-selling artist of all time in America based on United States sales of singles and albums. At 10:50 p.m. on the 8th of December 1980, Mark David Chapman deliberately shot and fatally wounded John Lennon in front of Lennon's residence, the Dakota, when Lennon and his wife, Yoko Ono, returned from recording on the single Walking on Thin Ice for their next album. George Harrison died on November 29, 2001. Harrison's death was ascribed to lung cancer that had gone into his brain. Despite aggressive treatment, it was soon found to be terminal. During the time, he also was reported to have made peace with Paul McCartney during a final emotional meeting, healing decades of hurt feelings between the two men. So sit back, relax, and let's listen to the masters. Here's two songs that the old Dave Aru played back in his Vietnam days. First one he's going to hit you with is the great song called Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. A girl with kaleidoscope eat marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. train in a station with plasticine pauses with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes.
Brothers and sisters, it's been my pleasure and my honor to be the unofficial official host for tonight's Saturday night special in tribute to the greatest, one of the absolute greatest in the whole world, Wolfman Jack. And I'm looking up at you right now, Jack, and I'm telling you, brother, we miss you. We miss you from every single second of every single day, because when you left, that's when music died for this man, this disc jockey that doesn't even hold a candle to your legendary greatness. This is Wolfman Rabbit with my final tribute song to my brother.
So there you have it, and would you have it any other way, my fellow pod people? Dave Rabbit's Hard Rock Podcast Show. Do not attempt to shake it off. Instead, check back often for new episodes featuring artists and their music from the PodSafe Music Network at www.podshow.com. Find more wild music, audio, and video at Dave's official podcast network home, DaveRabbit.podomatic.com. Until next time, this is Nadira. Peace, my brothers and sisters. Peace.